How are you, Buzz?
Oh, not too bad, mate. A lot of drama in the Shire over the weekend. Been busy, staying on top of it. If I could understand if all this was happening with John Morris at a club like the Bulldogs, the West Tigers, you're just talking about, Manly, Cowboys, Knights. But, you know, I think he's done a pretty fair job, and I think the club have treated him quite poorly.
Yeah, Buzz, we spoke about it a little earlier, and I guess my question is, does John Morris know, or did John Morris know that conversations were being had with Craig Fitzgibbon, number one? And number two, if he didn't know, why has that been hidden from him? I just feel like if the Sharks are honest, they don't need to be honest with us, with the media, but you think they've got to be honest with John Morris and show him that respect.
Yeah, look, I said that over the weekend, Clarkey. There was an opportunity before they decided, you know, to do anything. They could have quite easily gone to John Morris and his manager, Chris Orr, and said, look, we're not 100% sure about where you sit in our future. We want to go and explore other opportunities before we make a decision whether we're going to offer you a contract extension. The story broke early in the year about Craig Bellamy. They went behind John Morris's back and approached Bellamy in November last year, a long time ago. And since then, they've been speaking to Craig Fitzgibbon and Cameron Serraldo, the assistant coach at the Panthers. So they haven't been upfront with him at all, and I think that's the disappointing part of it. But I guess it's a cutthroat world, rugby league, but I've been trying to think back to a coach who's been sacked with such a successful record in making the eight 2 years in a row. And you know what? I think they're in contention this year as well. I fear, though, what's happened in recent days and what's been happening behind the scenes in recent months is going to derail their season, and 2021 is pretty much going to be a waste because... you know, it's obviously going to have an unsettling effect on the players.
Obviously, the players support Johnny Morris, but again, you know, they've got to move on pretty quickly from this, otherwise their season can turn into a disaster. But yeah, if the news comes out that Craig signs the deal, Buzz, will John Morris continue to stay on as head coach, or do you think he'd look at sort of walking away straight away?
John Morris will stay for as long as he can. He's on the back page of the Telegraph today. The headline, I love this club. And, you know, he came here to do a job under extremely difficult circumstances and he wants to stay. Whether the board would see that as a sort of unsettling scenario for the players, I don't know. And maybe someone like assistant coach Josh Hannay would sit in there as a caretaker for Fitzgibbon. I don't know. I will say, Laurie, I was surprised by some of your comments that you don't have a problem with, you know, Cronulla looking elsewhere. I'm really surprised by that. You look at what he walked into, and this was a club that had just recovered from a drug scandal, a peptide scandal, a salary cap scandal. He walked in and Matt Moylan was on 800,000, Josh Dugan 800,000, Andrew Fifita 800,000. And we all know that they haven't been playing to that value, although Moylan is playing strong this year. The mistakes he made, we've got to be fair here. He shouldn't have bought Jesse Ramien back to the club because it lost Josh Morris to the Roosters. And he probably extended Chad Townsend on decent money, too much money, and particularly when he already had Sean Johnson and Matt Moylan there. But, you know, everyone makes mistakes. And I'm just stunned that he's done such a good job with limited experience, the lowest paid coach in the competition by far, limited resources. I honestly think he's done a tremendous job, but it's too late now. They've made their position clear. And, he won't be there next year.
Yeah, no, I feel sorry for John Morris, and I think he's done a very good job given those circumstances you've just explained. But I must say...
Who's done a better job, Laurie?
What's
Michael
that?
Michael Maguire or Josh Morris? They've both been there 2 years.
Well, if you look at on face value, you just say Johnny Morris. You know, he's taken this club to two semi-finals, and you know, they're a chance of playing finals football this year.
Even when they led 18-4 the other night at the cricket ground, they lost Wade Graham and Josh Dugan, which didn't help, you know, to the head bin.
Yeah.
You know, he's brought a lot of really, really good players through. They've got 15 players off contract now.
Yep.
Including Toby Rudolph and a lot of their very, very good young players. And the only way I can understand why Cronulla fast-tracked this to so early in the season is the decision has to be made for recruitment purposes.
Yeah. And again, Buzz, I can't be critical of the Sharks if they aspire to get the best possible person. If they think that Craig Fitzgibbon is going to be the next big thing on the coaching scene, and by all reports and by looking at his resume, you would think that he's the next cab off the rank. And if they've got an opportunity to get him, I think you've got to go and get it. I think that's the only way you operate in a professional environment. So in terms of how it's communicated to John Morris, I'd have an issue with that, because I think you need to be transparent and open and honest. And you'd like to think that they've told John all the way through this process that, mate, if we find someone that we believe can do a better job than you, we're going to go and target them.
What John Morris told me yesterday when I spoke to him was he said absolutely no communication with the club regarding his future.
Absolutely none. Well, that'd be disappointing.
Which surprised me, and I think it's a pretty poor way of doing business.
I understand that. And if I'm in John Morris's shoes, I'd be dirty as well, because, again, you just want people to be open and honest. And while it's confronting, you're also a realist, and you know that, hey, you know what? If he's a better coach than me and the club can go out and get him, I can't argue with that. But if you're led down the garden path or told something else, yes, I can understand why you get frustrated. But I'm not going to sit and say and be critical of the Sharks for chasing and aspiring to get the best coach out there. I can't.
And I understand what you're saying, but if it was Wayne Bennett, if it was Craig Bellamy or if it's Trent Robinson, I would understand. And I would, you know, be supporting them. But I think bringing in Fitzy for John Morris is a bit of a like-for-like scenario. But anyway, it's got a bit to play out. I'm sure there'll be more drama today and for the rest of the week. So I hope it doesn't derail their season, because unlike a lot of other clubs who are turning up and getting regularly flogged, I think they're having a red-hot go for him. And I hope they can salvage something from this season.
Well, speaking of coaches performing well, Buzz, what about Anthony Griffin and the Dragons? They're on fire. Massive win against the
Eels. Well, you know what? Clarky, if you're handing out a Dally and Coach of the Year award on the first five rounds of the competition, I think Anthony Griffin would win hands down. He took over, you know, a club that had been underperforming for years under Paul McGregor. And they are playing such a physical, tough, disciplined game. And, you know, I can't speak highly enough of him. You talk about all the coach sackings. We've just spoken about John Morris. I still can't work out why Penrith extended him for 3 years, then 5 months later sacked him. I cannot work that out. And he is showing us all, while it's a long way to go and it's early days, that he knows what he's doing. I think he's old school, and I think they're playing a very, very simple brand of football, but they are turning up each week, and the 17 players are giving it everything they've got. And he's obviously got them in that frame of mind. And to see people like Jack Bird and Ben Hunt, not for the last couple of weeks, but Corey Norman responding to his coaching, it's just terrific to see. It really is. And you know what? I said something on Twitter. Can you imagine how big this Anzac Day game's going to be in a couple of weeks at the cricket ground? It's always a monster event, because it's Anzac Day and there's so much pride around the cricket ground and the stadium and Brad Diggers. But the fact that these two sides are playing so well, it will be the game of the year, I think. Can't wait for that.
Looking forward to that. I tell you what, we may have found the rookie of the year, Buzz, already after a couple of games. Young Sam Walker, unbelievable in that second game.
All betting suspended, lives on the Rookie of the Year, if you're allowed to bet on the Rookie of the Year. What a super young player he is. And He's a turnstile clicker, as I wrote this morning, and as painful as it was as a Cronulla supporter to watch what happened there the other night, you cannot, you know, you just stand up and applaud that kid whenever he touches the football. And what I was really admired about him, I thought he had a pretty rough old first half, and I think Cronulla were reasonably physical on him, like you should be with a, you know, a kid who looks 16 but plays a lot with a lot more, you know, experience. And look, not surprisingly, Nick Politis and Trent Robinson and Daniel Anderson will sit down with Sam's parents and agent, Clint Chipkowski, this week and look at a long-term deal. You know what? Sam could get big, big money at a rival club, but he's so comfortable in the Roosters system. He loves Trent Robinson. And, you know, he will sign a new contract in the next couple of weeks. Look, the other big news I can give you out of the Roosters, Angus Crichton, the very good edge forward, played for the Blues. I think he was the Blues player of the series last year. He's about to put pen to paper to a new 2 or 3 year contract at the Roosters. It's a huge signing for them, particularly with doubts about Boyd Cordner's long-term future in the NRL. And Crichton is really, apart from being a good attacking player on the edge, I think he's become a really, really tough player this year and last year, and huge signing news for the Roosters.
He's a real enforcer, isn't he, Angus Crichton? And, you know, 12 months ago, the Roosters were looking to move him on. You know, they were looking to, well, move him around.
They bought him over from South on 800K because, you know, they were desperate to get him. Mm. They're not so desperate now, and I think he'll sign for something like 650 this time, which is, you know, probably a fraction under his market value. But again, once you get into that Rooster system, no one wants to go. Mm. And maybe that's what Cronulla was trying to bring to Shark Park, you know, through Fitzy, who's, you know, been at least for 20 years.
Now, well, you talked about Anzac Day, but even before that, I mean, Friday night, the Storm up against the Roosters. What a game this is going to be, especially considering their recent history.
Who's Cooper Cronk going to coach?
Oh, ah, I never thought about that.
Both.
Yes.
If he's smart, both. Double the pay.
Oh, you'll be able to hammer him on. Is he on Fox tonight with you?
Well, if he is, I won't be in the green room with him.
Ask the tough
questions,
Buzz. Come
on, Buzz. It's never personal, Buzz.
Well, what does he tell Jerome Hughes about Sam Walker? What does he tell Sam Walker about Jerome Hughes? That's all I want to know.
That's a good point.
But look, he's a great person, Cooper, and look, I think he's in the Roosters camp this week, as much as he's got such a rich history at Storm. He, you know, he's actually on the coaching staff there. And one of the reasons Sam Walker is playing so well is because of Cooper Cronk. And I think it'll be Sam's biggest test, that Amy Park, top of the ladder. Oh, wow, what a game. And can you imagine Pappenhausen versus Tedesco?
Jeez.
What an exciting confrontation. They probably won't go one-on-one, although they do just pipe up anywhere, don't they, in the middle of the football field. And there's not too busy a fullbacks we've seen in rugby league for a long, long time. And I just cannot wait for this game. The football will be a ripper. But there's clashes all over the park. You know, look at Wirra Hargreaves, the way he's been playing. And, you know, he's up against Bromwich and Nelson Asofa Solomona. And great
question. It'll be a great contest. It will be a great... Hey, Buzz, it's only taken you 5 weeks, mate. You've already got your Origin team up, though.
Oh,
hey, well, I thought of that had happened in round three.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we were telling you who to pick. what
have you got in your blue side? Who you got in the blue side?
Sorry, mate?
Who have you got in the blue side?
Well, I've got Tedesco at fullback. I've got Addo Carr and the power pocket house, pocket rocket at Penrith, Brian Teo on one wing.
Yep.
Do you agree?
The Penrith winger would be close to selection on his form, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't like having Polynesians in the side, and this is an argument, you know. He was born and bred in St Mary's.
That's the difference with me, though, Buzz. With the rules, if you're here before 12, I'm happy for that to happen. But I don't want them, if they're coming here at 14 or 15 and playing their football, to be a part of State of Origin.
Yeah, and you're not saying Polynesian. You don't care if it's English. You don't care where it is. You're not specifically saying Polynesian.
Yeah, no. Mate, I know how you know, I know what your thoughts are, and it's fair enough too. Look, Latrell Mitchell and Jack White in the centres.
Jeez,
that's...
I was going to say, Buzz, because they got... People wanted to criticise Freddie last year for picking players out of position.
Well, he copped a bit of stink,
and he did. So what's going to happen if they pick Latrell and Jack in the centres this year?
Well, isn't Latrell really a centre?
Well, he's making a good fist of fullback.
He's good at anything, isn't he? Yeah. Take your pick.
Yeah, well, the assistant fullback is Ryan Pappenhouse, and I've got him on the bench. But look, I'll keep going to get through this. Yep. I've got, and I spoke about in the column today, Clyde Stewart-Daly.
Am I making a comeback?
No, but I want to see the Penrith combination at lock and halves. I really do. Yeah. And I think they deserve to be there. Saifidi and Paulo up front, Cook hooker. And I've got Angus Crichton and Cameron Murray on an edge, you know. And on the bench, I think Carrick Sims has done enough to come back into this Blues side. Regan Campbell-Gillard, Nathan Brown and Ryan Pappenhausen.
Well, it's a strong side. That's I think New South Wales are in a good position. We've got plenty of players to choose from.
Number six is interesting.
Six in the centres is interesting because you've left out Tommy T. So if he comes back and rediscovers his form, there's another bloke.
He doesn't deserve to be in the side on the
Corso.
Yeah.
He gave his content for 3 weeks. I reckon he's definitely in.
He helps sell newspapers, Buzz, for you.
He's captain for me.
He does. But look, you're saying this is... you know, I worry about this Queensland side. You know, they've got David Fifita coming back in. You saw how he destroyed the Knights up on the Gold Coast. They've got Callum Ponga coming back in and they're defending champions. They've also got Big Tino at lock forward, you know.
And they've also got Bulldog Richie on their side. What is it? Worst team in 40 years. Please.
Yeah, exactly. That one, that cattle dog. It's
on your buzz. I'm getting the wind up, mate. But great to talk to you. Stacks going on this week. Plenty there at Cronulla. Thanks so much, mate.
Good on you, guys. Cheers now.